One thing I've learned after all these years, you're gonna save yourself a whole lot of tears. Don't try to figure out who was wrong and who was right. Got to move along, baby. Go with the flow.
Yeah, you gotta roll with the punches. Hi, everybody, your old friend Mike Houlihan. Welcome back to Hibernian Radio for Saturday, June 18th. This is show number 180. We're not at the Cork and Carry tonight. Technical things happen. But we do have a great show for you, and we're brought to you by Madden Funds, Local 150, Sheehy Funeral Home, where all the right people go, Cork and Carry, Fox's Pizza, our old pal Ryan Fox, Flood Brothers, and Guinness. Guinness is good for you. Don't forget, you can hear the show every Saturday night from 7 to 8 on Global Irish Radio all over the world, and that's at GIR.ie. Also, podcasts usually up by Sunday at HibernianRadio.org. Well, we had a fantastic night, Monday night, at the Emerald Society Rib Fest over at FOP Lodge 7. We had just an absolute blast. The Larkin and Moran brothers were playing. We had my son Patty and my son Billy with me. Everybody treated us great, and we saw everybody there. We saw Jeff Lang, of course, Bill Donnelly, Bobby Burns, Tom Cody, Daniel Kearns, John Kenton Zara, president of the FOP, Jim Jess Katavich, who's a very funny guy. We had sat at his table. Tim Burns, of course, taking our money. Father Billy McFarland was behind the bar. And we had a great talk with Deb Trainer. You probably see her at all the events. She's always snapping photos. She's a retired Chicago Police Department photographer. Just a great gal, and she's part of the Emerald Society. And that night, she was awarded the Tom Cody Award, named for former president and founder of the Emerald Society, Tom Cody, who was also there. Deb is just a doll, and we had so much fun talking to her. So let's take a listen to a little interview we did with Deborah Trainer. And we are back at the Emerald Society, your old friend Mike Houlihan, Hibernian Radio, and we are with Deb Trainer. Deb is retired
Chicago police photographer.
Oh, there you go. There's an interesting...
for the city.
Yeah.
And I had the greatest job in the whole world. I took photos of everything. I started out with ID cards when a patrolman comes to the city. And...
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up Gage Park.
Okay.
Gage Park, Marquette
55th
Park.
Street, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So I grew up there.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Gage.
Okay.
And I was on a special program. I went to Gage Park and also Curie at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Because Gage Park didn't have photography or video classes.
That's when you got into it, huh?
That's when I got into it. But yeah. I used to carry my camera to school all the time in high school and grade school.
Mm-hmm.
And
Got stolen?
One time I did. Twice. Yeah. Twice. Yeah. I had two cameras stolen. I had a Rolly stolen, Rolleiflex.
Wow. Holy cow.
And another one. But because of great teachers, I had great teachers.
Yeah.
And one of the teachers, Miss Mullen, she's the teacher that... had said, oh, I see you carry your camera all the time. And I ended up taking a photo class at Curie High School. But okay. I was out of the district.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to go to school for my math, English, history at Gage Park. And then during my lunch, I went to Curie High School. And so then after that, I went into the service.
Oh, really?
I was a photographer in the Marine Corps.
No kidding.
Yes.
Yeah.
And anything a United States Marine got into, I was there.
Was this during Vietnam?
No. Okay. I went in during the bombing of Iraq.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So that's when we were switching from cami greens, camel greens, to tan.
Oh, okay.
So I was in from 80 to 84.
Holy cow.
I loved being a Marine.
Yeah, but you were in combat zone.
No, I had all the good stuff.
Oh, yeah? But, like what?
Oh, I took anything Bob a United... Hope. No. Anything a United States Marine got into. I did a lot of grip and grins because I was from Chicago. I used to do morning colors all the time.
Ah.
Because...
Is that when the flag is raised and everything?
Yes. Yeah. And because being in Chicago, we're used to the warm weather.
Yeah.
Or the cold weather.
Yeah.
In South Carolina, it would be 50 degrees. They all have their coats on. So me and a guy, Dvorak, he was from Michigan, I was from Chicago, we would go out there in short sleeves,
yeah,
and they'd say, you two do morning colors. So
you guys raised the flag?
We raised the flag.
Yeah, okay.
And then dignitaries, if there was any dignitaries coming to base,
yeah.
Then I photographed them.
Yeah.
After I got out of the service.
Any famous dignitaries you remember?
Well, it was Walter Mondale.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't know who he was at
Fritz
the time.
Mondale. He's
running
for president.
18.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I was like, he's a normal guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So after that, I got out of the service.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to be
a
bum.
You did 4 years in the Marines. Now, did they make you go through basic training and all that
stuff? I did everything you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And I was 18. I loved it. Everything was fun to me.
Yeah.
So when I got out, I wanted to be a bum and not do anything.
Yeah.
And everywhere I went, I was hired as a photographer
or
to work in a lab.
Well, because you knew what you were doing.
I knew what I was doing.
Yeah.
And I put in applications with the city.
Yeah.
And I kept, putting in the application. And that, at that time, you would go down to City Hall and you'd put your name on the board.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was different then. It wasn't all computers.
Right.
So I was hired by the city, and at that time you received a little card in the mail, and we didn't know what it was.
Sure.
And to call this number, it was a city number, I called it, and they said, oh yeah, come down for an interview.
Yeah.
And I did.
And you didn't know it was for the police.
I didn't know it was for the police.
Yeah.
And so a great Captain Tracy, I went in before a board, it was about five or six men sitting there, and they were just pounding the questions at me.
No,
what
kidding.
Would you do here and there and there?
Did they say, let's see your photos?
Yes, I had a portfolio. I went in with a resume.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was in the service, I went in with a resume.
Yeah.
And a portfolio.
Yeah.
And that's how I was able to be a photographer.
Yeah.
Because I went in with that stuff.
Yeah, you weren't learning on the job.
I was an OJT. So
yeah. What's OJT?
On the job training.
On the job training, okay.
So, yeah, so I was hired by the Chicago Police Department, the city.
What year was that, do you remember?
It was like in 90, maybe in 90, 89, 90.
Okay, yeah.
And I did 28 years with the city.
Good for you.
So I loved it.
Yeah.
And
you were covering crime and stuff.
No, I did that when I was in the service.
Oh, okay.
For the police department, I did a lot of the graduations, ID cards, promotions, portraits. I worked for great bosses. Terry Hillard,
he was
a great boss. Phil Klein.
Oh,
you know Phil Klein.
Sure, yeah.
Great, great boss. All of them were so nice, and all the time.
Remember Joe DiLenardi?
Joe DiLenardi,
what
a great guy. Remember him.
I went to an Irish Fellowship luncheon with him once. Terrific guy.
I did all of the promotion parties.
Uh-huh.
I did all, I had a great, great job.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, one of the greatest days of my whole life on the job was when the White Sox won it. And
2005.
I got to, yes, and I was the last squad car in the parade.
Ah.
And I got to hold the trophy three times.
Oh, no kidding.
Three times. It's very heavy.
Yeah.
three times.
I was at that parade.
Were you?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, what a great day.
Standing
on Wacker Drive. I couldn't talk for 3 days because I was so hoarse.
Well, you're a Sox fan, obviously.
Sox fan, you're
a South Sider, yeah.
Yes,
you
yes.
still live on the South Side?
I live right by Midway.
Okay, good.
So,
yeah.
as I say, right on the flight line. Because I hear all the planes all the time.
Yeah.
But it was just, I had such a great time being a photographer for the police. And I love the police.
Yes.
You know, they're great.
They are.
They're great people. It's
Salt of the earth.
It is. It's the greatest family in the whole world.
Yeah.
Next to the Marines. That's what I always say. Next to the Marines, it's the greatest family in the whole world. And I just walked. I did the memorial run, but I walked it.
Okay.
And
where was that? Down.
It
down
was downtown. It starts off, yes, at the lakefront, Memorial Park.
Yeah.
And then we walked, I think it was about 3.5 miles. I was a little sore the next day.
Yeah.
But it was just a great, great day. And all of the officers that I did funerals for, I wore them on my chest.
Oh,
so they walked with me.
Yes.
So, you know, and that always hurt me. That was part of my job, too.
Sure, because covering the funerals of the fallen.
Yes. Yeah. And that always broke my heart, because I would sit with men and women, just like you are, and face to face. And a good friend of mine, Joe Earhart, was serving a warrant. And 2 weeks earlier, he was sitting at my desk. And he said, Deb, you know, I think I'm going to go with the FBI when I retire. I don't want to retire, but I want something else. And he was serving a warrant, and it was just, he was shot. And I think Terry Hillard was a superintendent then.
Yeah.
And I just remember being brokenhearted for so long, just because he was such a good friend.
Yeah.
And he knew all of us. He would come to the lab. You know, and he would come with pizza.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah, there were so many people that would bring us pizza or lunch.
Yeah,
We're lucky we could keep our weight down. But, and then we would...
And where was the lab, at 35th Street?
Well, I started out at 11th and State.
Okay.
And that had a lot of character. And then we moved to 35th and Michigan. So, and that's right here. It's a nice place.
Yeah.
So, other than that, you know.
And now you're just kind of volunteering with the.
I'm a member of the Emerald Society because I still want to stay in touch.
Yeah,
and
family.
And I've always been, you know, a member with the Emerald Society.
Yeah.
I'm Irish. My family's from Mayo.
Have you been over to Ireland?
Just once.
Okay.
The greatest time of my whole life.
Yeah. Of course.
Greatest
it's a preview of
time.
Heaven.
Oh, yes.
When were you there?
Oh, it was. It had to be 20 years ago.
Okay.
And it was with the Chicago police.
Yeah.
A lot of the. It was a police thing going over there.
Yeah.
And we did. We circled the whole. All of Ireland. So we hit all kinds of places, and Cork, and I can't even think. Donegal was one of my favorite places, which is everybody's.
I love it, yeah.
So,
who'd you go with? Oh, you went with the cops?
I went with the police.
Yeah.
We had such a nice time. And I would like to go again. It's just finding time.
Yeah.
You know? So, I truly love my job, and to this day.
Now, where do you process your stuff now, at home?
Well, if I do anything that's for the police, it stays with them, you know, so it stays in-house with them.
Yeah.
I just give it to somebody at the department and let them process it or print it.
Yeah.
And now everything is digital, so.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
So I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about it too much, which is okay.
Do you have a lab at home and all that?
No.
Dark room, that's what
you
used to
call it. I used to have a dark room.
Yeah.
I put the dark room in the kitchen. I used to have the dark room with my father.
Oh, yeah.
And my dad's actually the one that's...
Was your dad a photographer?
No, he was a ceramic tile guy.
Okay.
And he did... He had a great union. He did the Sears Tower. He put in tile at the Sears Tower.
Oh, wow.
Evergreen Plaza.
Sure. I used to live right near there. Yeah.
Evergreen Swimming Pool. He did the swimming...
Oh,
my
okay.
My dad and my uncle, they put in the swimming pool there.
Yeah.
So he was a great... great tile guy, and they would call him and they'd say, hey, these other guys didn't do it right, you got to tear it up and redo it. So
do you have brothers and sisters?
I have one sister.
Okay.
She's on the job.
She's CPD. Her name?
Her name's Mary, and she's at 35th of Michigan now. She's
Mary
ready
what?
To read. Mathis.
Mary Mathis. Give her a shake. Stay safe out there, Mary Mathis.
Yes, okay. And my nephew, Ryan Mathis, he's a Gary Police Department.
Oh, Gary.
Yes.
Oh, that's rough.
Oh, it's rough. But he loves the farmland, so he has about 15 acres.
Yeah.
And he loves it, so he became the police out there.
Oh, good.
Which I wish he would have came to Chicago. Yeah. At least we could keep an eye on him.
Yeah.
You know. But he's doing good out there. He's here tonight.
Too. Oh, is he?
Yes.
Love to meet him. He's all right, here. So we got to wrap this up. I want to thank you so much, Deb.
Okay.
Trainer?
Yes, Trainor with an O-R. Trainor.
T-R-A-I-N-O-R.
O-R, Trainor. And I'm Deborah. Deborah. D-E-B-O-R-A-H. I'm named after Sister Deborah, which is a nun
Little
Company.
No kidding.
Yes.
Oh, I spent a lot of time there as a kid, Little Company.
Yeah, my uncle was security there.
Oh, so you were named after a nun at Little Company Mary Hospital. Oh,
yes.
That's beautiful.
Sister Deborah. And her name at that time was Sister Edward because you had to take a different name.
Oh, yeah. But that was her real name. Deborah
is her real name.
Yeah.
So, yes, I'm named after a nun.
So I can call you Deborah?
Deborah. That's my name, truly.
I didn't know where you were going with that. What?
Yeah, Deborah.
Okay.
That's the way they say it. You know, the old timers.
Sure.
Deborah.
Yeah.
So, but they call me Deb. They call me anything, and I answer to it. So
any final message for the listeners of the show? Mostly cops, firefighters, paramedics,
just
nurses.
Just stay safe and be careful out there.
God bless you, Deborah.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks a million. God bless.
Baltimore and said, that's no fun, I've been there before. So I jumped ship near Singapore with a cook from Mexico. I got me a bowl of shark fin soup, I ducked into a bar, bought a couple of scoops, played some Texas stud with the circus troupe, and they cleaned me out of dough. Clean me out of dough. Don't let the truth get in the way of me. The dog from the shrunken head with the Sultan of Brunei. Had a small bit of a seizure on the way to my Polynesia. Got a bad case of amnesia. I forgot to say goodbye. Forgot to say goodbye. Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. My tan. I swim from Cayo Fragoso to Cariacu. I climb Machu Picchu in darkest Peru. Had a fight with the Pope and played pool with the Queen. The sun circled on a synchronized swimming team. I once had a job riding bulls in Montana. I taught Jimi Hendrix the Star-Spangled Banner. Been to Morocco, Malawi, Macau. I know how to fly, but I won't tell you how. Been to Morocco, Malawi, Macau. I know how to fly, but I won't tell you how. Deported from Angola to a castle on the Rhine. Ask anyone that knew me, the Emir of Bahrain sued me. I was in some blockbuster movie and I didn't make a dime. Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. No harm, no foul, no crime. Don't let
with a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150. When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third generation, family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRocque, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Irish American News has been bringing you the news important to the Irish in Chicagoland for over 40 years. If you like mostly good news and information from all aspects of the Irish community, check out Irish American News. To advertise or subscribe, call our friend Cliff Carlson at 847-872-0700 or email him at cliff@irishamericannews.com. Irish American News, we've always been green.
Hey folks, Charlotte Houlihan here. Did you know that Hibernian Radio is now streaming worldwide on Global Irish Radio? Every Saturday night at 7 p.m. or 1 a.m. in Ireland. Yes, the Irish are always way ahead of us. Check it out at globalirishradio.com or capital GIR.ie.
Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly institution at 99th and Western, as well as in Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. You got the best of both worlds. Still owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose mom and dad, Frank and Teresa, bought the Western location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. They opened the doors in Orland at 73 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. You'll recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, whose great times have been celebrated for generations of Chicagoland Irish. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner, whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza. It's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Beverly at 773-239-3212 or in Orland Park at 708-349-2111. They're proud sponsors of Hibernian Radio and all Irish first responders. Mention this show for a free toothpick. Gotta love that Fox's Pizza.
We'll be right back.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers are price competitive and still offer the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all of that corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com. Welcome back to the Flood Brothers. Okay, that was the one and only Deborah Traynor, and congratulations to her on getting the Tom Cody Award. She was shocked, I guess. I had left already. I did mention that we brought my grandson, Mikey, and he loved it, just hanging out with all the cops, and everybody was so nice to him. Got his picture taken with Paul Vallis and John Kent and Zara and all kinds of celebrities, and he was digging it. So, Mikey Houlihan, it was your night, buddy. Also want to give a shout-out to Dan O'Malley, who sent a donation check-in a couple weeks ago. God bless him. Always can use a few bucks, so anybody who feels like doing that, I greatly encourage it. All right, I want to remind everybody, the All-Ireland FLA fundraiser is coming up at Gaelic Park, Project Ireland Concert, Gaelic Park, June 26th at 7 p.m. They want to send the Frank Burke Cayley Band to Ireland. And you know where Gaelic Park is in Oak Forest. After 2 years of being canceled, the All-Ireland FLA Ciúil is back. From July 31st to August 7th, the world's best young Irish musicians will descend upon Mullingar, County Westmeath, to learn and to compete. The U18 Frank Burke Cayley Band has won a spot in this prestigious event and is looking forward to representing Chicago. But the kids need help getting to Ireland. On June 26th at Gaelic Park, a number of Chicago's finest Irish musicians are coming together in a stellar concert. All proceeds will go towards their travel expenses. Already committed to this fundraiser are Jimmy Keen, Pat Broaders, Marty Fahey, Tommy Masterson, John Shine, our old pal John Shine, Jerry Carey, and Sean and Clodagh Ryan. What a great lineup. So just for that, you should go. But you're going to help these kids out. The band is named to honor the late legendary Chicago fiddler Frank Burke, who was a friend and mentor as well as a great musician. The core of the band is comprised of four pairs of siblings who have been playing together for 8 years under the direction of the Ryans. For several band members, this will be their last chance to compete together. Tickets for fundraising concert can be purchased for $25 at, well, just call Gaelic Park. You know the number for Gaelic Park, or contact John Jansen at 224-532-6936 with questions. Make a donation, get out there, go to the concert. It's June 26th at 7 p.m. It'll be a gas. Get in touch with John Jansen at 224-532-6936. Now on with the show. Another great guest that we happened to run into on Monday night was the one and only Tracy Cavanaugh. Long time, grew up in Beverly, and she's a police officer with the Cook County Sheriff's Office. She is also a longtime member of the Emerald Society and the Emerald Society Pipes and Drums. She plays the bagpipes. She is really a special lady and our friend. So let's listen to this great interview we had with Tracy Cavanaugh. Here she comes. Hi, everybody. Mike Houlihan at the Emerald Society Rib Fest. We're having a great time, and we are here with Tracy Cavanaugh, one of the board members of the Emerald Society. Tracy, welcome to the show.
Hello, how's it going?
Now, tell us where you grew up. What's your background?
I grew up in Beverly.
Ah, so did I.
Well, started out in Brightwood, in Beverly, and I worked for the Sheriff's Department. What else? Went to Mother Macaulay.
Oh, yeah.
I went to a small Catholic college out in Iowa for college. And then
what was the name of that?
Mount St. Clair College.
Okay.
It's closed now. And then I started with the Sheriff's Department in 03.
So you were the Cook County Sheriff's Department?
Yes.
You know, when I was 18 years old, I dressed up as a priest and went to Mother Macaulay and thanked the girls for their... That's a true story! For their mission collections. And they let us in.
They believed
me. Well, we had fake cassocks and stuff. And, yeah.
You went all out.
So I have a special spot in my heart for Mother Macaulay.
So you got brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have three brothers.
What are their names?
Christopher Kavanaugh, Brian Quinn, and Dan Quinn.
Any other cops?
No.
No? What about your mom and dad?
My dad was a Chicago police officer.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's how you got the bug, huh?
Yep. He was, so I'm a bagpiper as well.
Oh, yeah.
And my father was a founding member of the Emerald Society.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I got into that, too.
What's your dad's name?
Jim Kavanaugh.
God bless him. Is he still around?
No, he's...
I got to rest his soul.
10 years.
Okay. How long you been with the Emerald Society?
15 years.
No kidding.
So this will be my 15th year.
And how long with the Sheriff's Department?
I make 19 years on June 16th.
And where do you work? Do you work at the jail?
I work at the juvenile courthouse.
Where's that?
It's on Ogden and Hamilton.
Okay.
1100 South Hamilton.
Every day you're down there?
Every day.
Yeah.
I'm down there, yeah.
How is it?
It's interesting.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not back. We're not back fully yet from COVID.
Oh yeah.
So we have two sides to the building. There's a child protection side, which is abuse and neglect cases.
Oh yeah.
And then we have the criminal side, the juvenile justice. And juvenile justice is we have a lot of people coming in for that, but the abuse and neglect cases are still like Zoom. A lot of Zoom.
Oh, on Zoom. They don't even come in.
We have a few trials, but not a whole lot going on.
You hear a lot of sad stories, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have kids of your own?
I do not, no.
Okay, so you don't have to worry about beating them or anything.
No.
Okay. You're very involved with the Emerald Society because I see you at all the meetings and playing the pipes and everything. And
I'm the treasurer.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Any advice? We're in the midst of a terrible situation with the police. You have any comment on that? Or if you can't, just say so.
No, I'd like to stay off of that subject.
Okay. That's good advice. Yeah. There's my grandson, Mikey, walking through. And his uncle, Billy. Okay, so, any stories you want to tell me? Anything up your sleeve? What's the craziest thing that's happened while you were on the job?
I don't know.
You're a young woman for someone who's been on for this long.
I started when I was 23.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. I started out at domestic violence court, and then... I went to evictions. I was in evictions for a while.
Wow, what was that like?
And then when I made sergeant, I'm at juvenile.
Yeah.
It's an interesting job, that's for sure. It's a tough one. You have good days and bad days. You know,
so for evictions, they have to send a couple of sheriff's police there to make sure there's no...
So we ride in teams of two cars with four deputies.
Oh, wow.
And... we have to go. We meet somebody. If that person doesn't show up, then we move on to the next job.
What do you mean if they don't show up? Who, the landlord or what?
Yeah, landlord. Well, we call it the receiver because it could be anybody. It could be somebody from the bank. It could be.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah. There's usually, sometimes there's a name, sometimes there's not. But if they're there to meet us,
yeah,
they got the. Sometimes they have the keys. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes we have to force entry.
Wow.
And then. We go in, and the sheriff doesn't move any stuff out like that's
any furniture.
Yeah, no, everything stays in there. They make arrangements to either move their own stuff out, or the landlord or whatever has somebody to move it out for them.
Yeah.
But
and what do they do? Just put it on the street?
Yep.
And it just sits.
And that's
there.
Up to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But most people are pretty like they'll
they know
give them
it's
a date
coming.
And a time to come back and
yeah.
Yeah. But there's a lot of people that act like they don't know what's coming.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Eviction, what, huh?
Yeah. It was hard when I first got on. It was, right after the mortgage crisis.
The what?
The mortgage crisis.
Oh, yeah.
And there were a lot of people that were, like, renting homes and stuff like that. And
yeah.
They
didn't know it was
right.
coming.
And that was when the sheriff started... Because
the landlord didn't pay his mortgage, yeah.
Yeah, the sheriff started doing postings. Like, so they would post... on the door so that like the person that was living there
see,
and then we'd come back at another time and when it was time to do the eviction,
Fights ever break out or anything?
We've had some fights. I had a lady one time with a... We came in. She wouldn't open the door for us, so we had a force entry.
So you take that big battering ram and open the doors?
So she was kind of hidden by a corner over in the back, and she was wearing like a nightgown on, a big nightgown, and
she was a large woman.
Yeah, and we were trying to clear the place.
Yeah.
And she had a big old butcher knife.
No kidding.
And yeah, we ended up talking
her down.
Talking her down. Yeah.
Yeah.
She actually owned the condo, but she was not paying her assessment fees, and she was mentally ill.
Oh yeah,
and that's a big a huge issue.
Sure.
People that are mentally ill, and they don't even like the hoarders. There's a lot of hoarders.
Oh yeah.
And it's sad, but we have services and stuff too that they
the county.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So, when we come into situations like that and stuff, we call in our social services.
So you guys are like a team when you go in there.
Yeah.
How many others?
Four.
Oh, four.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's not a lot when people are
but
going
But it's better. Like, from what I understand, years and years ago, they used to just do it with two guys.
Wow.
And then it got too dangerous. And,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like you go into a house and there'd be people hiding in places, behind shower curtains, and there's you go into some houses and there's 10, 15 people living in there.
Yeah.
So, it's interesting.
And none of them paying rent.
Yep. And then after I made sergeant, I'm at the juvenile courthouse now.
You're a sergeant. Okay.
Yeah. We got a lot of issues. A lot of the kids are the ones that are doing the crimes.
And shooting people and carjackings and all that stuff. Yeah.
Because they can expunge their records once they're...
They're not even interested in them, though. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, so it's on a point system. They have to have a certain amount of points to stay in custody.
What do you mean? Then, bad points.
Yeah. There's certain charges and stuff like that that are automatically you stay in custody.
Murder.
But, if you're criminal trespass or whatever, they send you home and tell you to come back to court, and then the state's attorney decides whether or not they're going to actually file charges.
Did you see that the state's attorney slapped her husband the other day?
I did.
I don't need a comment about that. I just wanted to get that in the show.
Yeah.
Okay, we got one more minute. Any final thing you want to say?
No, not really.
Have you been over to Ireland?
I've been to Ireland twice.
Oh, good. With the Emerald Society?
With the Emerald Society the first time, and with the band, the Emerald Society band, the second time. And
okay.
We marched in the Dublin St. Patrick's Day
Parade.
Cool,
yeah.
Behind the Lord Mayor of Dublin.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. We had a good time.
Are there any Kavanaughs still in Ireland?
I believe there are.
Yeah.
But not any of my family members.
You know, when I was a kid, my dentist was Dr. Kavanaugh. He lived right across the street. Just a terrific guy.
Nice.
Spelled the same way.
Oh,
with
yeah?
With a C, yeah, yeah.
With
in Christ the King Parish.
Some of them don't have U.
C-A-V-A, just like you spell it, yeah. And there was a gal, Janet Kavanaugh, we used to call her Gnaw. That was her nickname. Yeah. Anyway, Tracy, thanks for everything you do out there. Stay safe, please.
Thank you.
You're a gorgeous woman, and you're in a very dangerous
and
job. You got guts,
so
thanks for everything you're doing for everybody. Okay, God bless you. Thanks.
And I thank you all for tuning in. I want to remind everybody that we're going to Ireland. We're calling you to Ireland, Air 2022, with Hooley and the Chicago Guard of Pipes and Drums. It's going to be an incredible trip. We're going October 19th to the 27th. Please join us. We got the one and only Emer Arkins, 10-time All-Ireland champion, fiddler, singer, dancer, lilter. You got to hear her lilt. She's the darling girl from Clare. And she'll be with us all along the way, as well as the Chicago Guard of Pipes and Drum Band. I was just with Rico Quinn talking to him about his music career the other day. We're doing a story on him and the Irish Echo. But we're going to three nights in Cork. And then three nights in Dingle at the one and only Skellig Hotel, which is a terrific spot. And then we're finishing up at the Fitzpatrick Castle in Killarney, just outside Dublin, where our pals, the Edna Fitzpatrick and her son, Mark, entertain us every year. And they're really so good to us. And it's just the greatest hangout, the castle. The castle in Killarney. So please join us. It's starting to fill up, too. Mike Miller signed up the other day. Denny Kearns is coming, a lot of other characters. So contact Brian or Emma at Specialized Travel Services at 1-800-654-7474. That number again, 664-7474. You want to go to Ireland with me? Get the magnifying. 1-800-664-7474. Talk to Brian or Emma at Specialized Travel. We got a big ad in the Irish American News. You'll see it there. Read all about it. Also want to remind everybody we're moving our film festival to Oak Park at the Lake Theater and Wilmette at the Wilmette Theater in September. But before that happens, we're going to screen a great old film at the Lake Theater. And you're getting it first here. Sunday, July 24th, at the Lake Theater, we're going to screen The Great McGinty, 1940 Academy Award-winning film by Preston Sturges. If you haven't seen it, it's a terrific political film, but it's very Irish. And we're going to do a special presentation of that to warm everybody up for the film festival, which is coming in September. So that's July 24th. Circle your calendar. You'll be hearing more about that. But in the meantime, you know, Billy, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue, I look in the window, Ken's, Wrong's, Hearts, or any of those great Irish saloons, and I look through the window and I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist, and he says to me, "Hey, holy, who died?" Okay, a fellow Father Perez, Knight of Columbus, Bill Holland. God rest his soul. Bill joined Father Perez and January of 75, served as the Grand Knight from 1981 to 83. He was a great guy from the neighborhood, devoted husband of 45 years to Catherine, loving father of Colleen, Mary Kate, and Patty Holland. He's a proud graduate of Leo High School, class of 73, member of Leo High School Alumni Association and the Leo Advisory Board, 1977 graduate of Marquette University, past Grand Knight of the Father Perez Council. Just a terrific guy. I met him once at Gina Giorgetti's. He made a point of coming over and saying hello to me and introducing himself. I never forgot it. So, God rest his lovely soul, Bill Holland. And of course, the funeral arrangements were handled by Sheehy, where other 8 people go. Also, Jim Ryan, a former attorney general and DuPage County state's attorney from Illinois. Jim was 76. He passed away last Sunday. He was beloved husband of 54 years to Marie and the loving father of John, Jim, Matthew, Amy, the late Patrick, and the late Anne Marie. Terrific guy. His brother John is a good friend. John does so much work with Misericordia. Maryville. Maryville. Father Smith. And anyway, John Ryan runs that, and his brother Jim was a revered attorney general, but he had a lot of tragedy in his life, poor guy. God rest his lovely soul, Jim Ryan. He won't be forgotten. Also, my old pal PJ has sent me his usual list, and as usual, it's quite lengthy. So I'm just going to run through it quickly. Doris Beswick, God rest her soul. Donna Klatchka, God rest her soul. Gerald Frischman, God rest his soul. Lucille Rosberger, God rest her soul. Isabel Mussman, God rest her soul. Mary G. Walsh, God rest her soul. Stephen Krause, 61. That's too young, man. God rest his soul. Geraldine Williamson and Gretchen Johnson. And Giuliani Menchacci. Get a load of these names. Come on, PJ. And Michael Jeffrey Libman. But most importantly, Charlie Bowers, who was 105. What an amazing life he had.
Charlie Bowers, he grew up in Chicago. He was an only child. He served honorably in the United States Army during World War II. Many life-changing events in the 105 years of his life. He was into model trains. Amazing. In addition to his parents, he was predeceased in death by his wife, Mary Jean, and his sons, John and Jimmy. You know, when you're 105, you outlive everybody. So God rest his soul, Charlie Bowers. And now we're going to take a little break here on Hibernian Radio. Hope you're having fun. Don't forget, coming up, the Gaelic Park All-Ireland Fla fundraiser is June 26th. I told you about that. You'll be hearing more. Well, next week, oh, geez, I almost forgot. Next week, next Wednesday night at Cork and Kerry, the lovely, the talented, the vivacious Irish crooner Michelle McGuire's on the show. And boy, she is a knockout. So you got to come down and see her in person. Free Fox's Pizza while it lasts. But come on down and say hello to Michelle McGuire. We'll be with her next Wednesday night. And in the meantime, we're going to take a little break here on Hibernian Radio and be right back after these messages from our friends. Cops and firefighters risk their lives almost every day. So they shouldn't have to risk their hard-earned dough in any get-rich schemes or the blather of old pals in the real estate biz. And good luck trying to figure out the stock market or cryptocurrency or even economics 101 when you come home exhausted at the end of your shift. What you need is somebody you can trust, and they're in short supply these days. Hey, take it from me. I've lost fortunes in showbiz because I thought I was smarter than everybody else, and I wound up bankrupt and broke. It took me a long time to decide to find a friend I could trust who had my family's best interests at heart. That friend was my late pal, Joe Madden. I met him as he passed the basket at St. Luke's, and I'd turn my pockets inside out as he came to my pew, and I'd say, "I'm tapioca." He laughed, but didn't stop him from supporting my films and showbiz endeavors over the years. Joe Madden had my back. A few years before he died, Joe started Madden Funds with his sons, Mike and Danny. The Maddens and Houlihans have been pals for a long, long time. They can advise the best path for your investments. Madden Funds will have your back, too. Need advice on your 401k or your rollover IRA? You can trust Madden Funds to help you protect and grow your investments now and in your family's future. Go to their website, maddenfunds.com, or call Mike or Dan Madden at 708-848-3200 and tell them Hooli sent you. Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers are price competitive and still offer the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all of that corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com. Welcome back to the Flood Brothers.
Hey, everybody. This is Charlotte Houlihan. Don't touch that dial. My grandpa will be right back some more Hibernian Radio. He said something about seeing a man about a horse. Sounds like I'm actually going to get that pony after all.
Irish American News has been bringing you the news important to the Irish in Chicagoland for over 40 years. If you like mostly good news and information from all aspects of the Irish community, check out Irish American News. To advertise or subscribe, call our friend Cliff Carlson at 847-872-0700 or email him at cliff@irishamericannews.com. Irish American News, we've always been green.
On the death walk of saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Deep, deep in deep, the south deep. Side of Chicago.
Get me out of here.
So deep, deep. All deep. The way up to 93rd Street.
Get me out of here, please.
Across the tracks. Where they only spoke Yakky Dak.
Oh.
And the people barely survived on a strict diet of crunchy bouncer and bamboo.
Hey, man, you want another drink?
Yes.
Huh? Can I get you two?
This yeah. is almost 70 years we're talking.
70
when
years?
The what? His teeth.
Oh.
Something entered his cranium.
His cranium?
Right. And wormed around his frontal lobes and took him to a state of mind.
Mind, yes. mind, mind.
Hidden place on the other side of bunkers.
Welcome.
A crazy, silly, screwy.
Have a seat.
Known as... Hoolytown.
Hoolytown.
Welcome to Hoolytown. Don't stay too long, though.
How come?
Because you might not come back. Welcome to Hoolytown.
Why, thank you.
And you're welcome.
And we are back on Hibernian Radio. Hope you're enjoying the show, because I got to tell you, I sure am. And I haven't even had a drink yet today. I want to remind everybody all the great stuff coming up. Don't forget the All-Ireland FLA fundraiser for the kids at the 26th of June at Gaelic Park. And the trip to Ireland with me and the Chicago Garda Band. And now we take a little trip to one of your favorite places and mine, Hoolytown. Billy, please prepare the rim shot. Okay, a farmer stopped by the local mechanic shop to have his truck fixed. He couldn't do it while he waited, so he said he didn't live far and he just walked home. But on the way home, he stopped at the hardware store and he bought a bucket and a gallon of paint. Then stopped by the feed store, picked up a couple of chickens and a goose. However, struggling outside the store, he now had a problem. How is he going to carry his entire purchases home? And while he's sitting there scratching his head, he was approached by a little old lady who told him she was lost. She asked, can you tell me how to get to 603 Mockingbird Lane? Well, said the farmer, as a matter of fact, my farm is very close to that house. I could walk you there, but I can't carry this lot. The old lady suggested, why don't you put the can of paint in the bucket? Carry the bucket in one hand, put a chicken under each arm, and carry the goose in your other hand. Thank you very much, he said. And they proceeded to walk the old girl home after following her advice. On the way, he said, let's take my shortcut and go down this alley. We'll be there in no time. The little old lady looked him over cautiously and said, you know, I'm a lonely widow without a husband to defend me. How do I know that when we get in the alley, you won't hold me up against the wall and have your way with me? Farmer says, holy smokes, lady. I'm carrying a bucket, a gallon of paint, two chickens, and a goose. How in the world could I possibly hold you up against a wall and do that? And the old lady replied, set the goose down, cover him with the bucket, put the paint on top of the bucket, and I'll hold the chickens. Rim shot. Okay, one more joke on this crazy night. Okay, Superman is flying around the city, having a blast, and all of a sudden he starts feeling pretty randy, old Superman. He's feeling horny as hell, but he suddenly sees Wonder Woman lying naked, legs apart, on top of the Pall Mall of building. Okay. He thinks, oh, this is my chance. And he swoops down faster than a speeding bullet and gets the job done quickly in the blink of an eye. Wonder Woman sits up and says, "What the hell was that?" The Invisible Man rolls off her and says, "I have no idea, but my butthole hurts like hell." Rimshot! Okay, everybody. Thanks for another great week. We'll be back live next week with Michelle McGuire. Please join us at the Cork and Kerry Pub on the 22nd of June. Thank you all for listening. God bless you all our Irish first responders, firefighters, paramedics, cops, nurses, all of you. We love you. Thanks so much, and we'll see you later. Bye.
Yes, I wondered. Oh, Lord, I wondered. Will I look down? Oh, I received the blessing.